現在是宣道的時間，我們今天很高興是請到 Professor Dennis P. McCain 來到我們中間正道。講題是沒有群羊的世界，牧者有何用呢？ What are shepherds for in a world without sheep？ 我們是有牧師在中間做傳譯，我們請牧師先作介紹。
今天很開心我介紹 Professor McCain。 如果你是讀這個是商業，特別讀 MBA 的同學呢或者朋友呢，如果你探討到是衰倫理的時候，你不會不知道有一位叫 Professor McCain。 Professor McCain 是商倫理的專家來的，在中文大學和李金漢博士是做這方面的研究，很出名的，也先後在浸會大學是教學，他現在就是在美國一個是 Edness Scott大學是教書的。他不單在學報裏面寫有關的文章，而且在美國報刊是寫很多關於宗教這個信仰和很多時事的關係的文章。我很高興是今天在講堂和分享Professor McCain 先後在梵蒂岡羅馬一間是貴歐利大學是受正統的天主教神學訓練，跟住去到芝加哥大學是接受很嚴謹的神學訓練。我們在恭敬請 Professor McCain。 Professor McCain，
早晨。
早晨。 Images of sheep and shepherd form an important part of the Christian imagination。
One of the 裡面的一些的意象以呢是羊和牧人是很重要的。
One of the earliest of these is Jesus Christ represented as a Paschal Lamb.
耶稣基督最早一个形象就是被称为那个逾越节的羔羊。
The meaning of his suffering and death on the cross is symbolized by the innocent lamb sacrificed as part of the Jewish ritual of Passover.
他为我们在十字架上受苦而死呢，是透過一個無辜的被獻上的逾越節的猶太的禮儀的羔羊來代表著。
Jesus himself speaks of sheep when after his resurrection he commissioned Peter with the task of looking after the Christian community. He said, Do you love me, Simon Peter, more than these?
當耶穌基督復活之後，他委託彼得一個很重要的任務，就話你要牧養我的羊。
Then feed my lambs and feed my sheep. This is from John 21.
有人福音21:15-19，你愛我比這些更多嗎？你就牧養我羊。
Earlier on in John's Gospel, Jesus is remembered as proclaiming himself the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep.
響約福音嘅早一段嘅記載，耶穌基督是講到他是好牧人，而好牧人是為羊捨棄他的生命。
And as we see in this Sunday's readings, the images of shepherds and sheep run deep in the history of ancient Israel. Focused through Psalm 23, attributed to King David, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
當我們今天讀的經課裏面，我們看到牧人和羊的意象圖像是很明顯的。從以色列的早期歷史開始，詩篇23篇講到耶和華是我牧者，一路到是大衛王。
We have also heard the prophetic speech of Jeremiah who denounces the rulers of Israel as shepherds who have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them.
我們看到耶利米先知在23他的書信裏面來到去描述是責備那班被委託成為牧者的君王，他們沒有盡責任，使得羊群散日。
If much of this sounds familiar to those who come here often, you may recall that Good Shepherd Sunday was just 10 weeks ago.
如果你經常來崇拜的時候，大概你會在10個星期之前那裡提到一個是好牧人的主人。
So why are we at it again about shepherds and sheep? What more can be said about them?
咁我哋知咁多關於羊同牧人嗰種嘅嗰啲記載啦，夠啦。點解仲可以講多啲呢？點解要講多啲呢？
Perhaps we need to think more concretely about sheep and shepherd in order to hear better what the Word of God may be saying to us through them. Populations of sheep are not evenly distributed around the world.
或者我哋透過，我認為可以透過今日諸多嘅有關羊同牧人嗰啲記載，有關聖經嘅記載咧，我更加了解上帝透過呢個記載嚟同你講説話。既然世界上羊群嘅分布唔係咁平均嘅話
，Have you ever seen any sheep in Hong Kong？
我哋係咪喺香港見到羊呢
？Goats perhaps, but not sheep.
山羊有啲嘅，就唔係綿羊啦。
But in China today is the home of the single largest population of sheep, nearly 158 million as counted in 2004, according to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization.
我想中國是一個最多綿羊的國家，在2004年呢，中國大概有1億5800萬的羊，這個根據聯合國食物和農業組織所記載的。
It would be interesting to know whether most of these sheep reside in the western provinces.
或者我哋可以好有興趣知道咧，其實大部分啲羊咧都係響呢個咧係
In New Zealand, however, contact with sheep must be very frequent occurrence, since there are nearly four times as many sheep there as people.
響中國大部分嘅羊都響西邊嘅大西西邊嘅省份嘅。喺紐西蘭咧，但係咧，我哋好普遍咧見到羊嘅，羊嘅總嘅數目係人口嘅四倍啊。
Similarly, in Australia, with the world's second largest population of sheep after China.
同樣喺澳洲，就澳洲就係中國之外嘅第二個大多羊嘅國家啦。
So don't be embarrassed if you are not on intimate terms with sheep or shepherds. Both are very rare here in Hong Kong.
所以你對羊唔係好認識嘅話咧，都唔需要感覺尷尬。實際上喺香港嘅地方，羊唔係時見到嘅。
This is one of the ways in which our lives and our experience differ greatly from the world of the Bible。
為此，我哋要明白，其實我哋依個世界嘅環，我哋處嘅世界同聖經嘅世界係好唔相同嘅。
Because we live in a world without sheep, we may not have much feeling for shepherds.
因為我哋喺個環境裏邊唔係好認識羊啊，所以我哋對牧人都唔係好有感覺嘅。
Besides, though the Chinese character for beauty makes reference to sheep, in the English language, sheep and sheepish carry some ambivalent meanings.
啊，雖然中國嗰個羊嗰個字咧同美麗嘅美字有啲相似啊，但英文嚟講咧，羊嗰個字咧。有一啲咧係比較兩面嘅睇法啦，唔係有啲唔係咁美麗嘅啦，有啲啊。
On the one hand, following the Bible, the English language imagines Judgment Day as a time when the Lord will separate the sheep from the goats.
一方面，響馬太福音書第25章嗰度講到，響審判嘅時候，上主會將羊分開山羊同綿羊。
In the English usage, sheep are regarded as good because they are docile and easily led, while goats are regarded as evil because they are unruly and randy.
從英文裏邊，羊特別係綿羊呢個意思咧，一般係好嘅，因為佢哋好順服嘅、温順嘅、容易被帶領嘅。但係山羊咧就被視為係邪惡噶啦，因為佢哋咧係野性難馴嘅。
And at times, a goat's head has been used to symbolize the devil.
甚至山羊個角嚟象徵撒旦魔鬼。
On the other hand, there's the English term sheepish.
不過另外一方面咧，英文另外一個字叫好似羊咁
，which is anything but flattering.
絕唔係讚譽嘅語言嚟嘅。
Sheepish means resembling sheep in meekness, stupidity. And timidity.
好似羊咁嘅款咧，就表示佢系冇错系温顺，但系笨拙同埋懦弱嘅意思啦。
To act sheepishly is to show embarrassment or an uncommon shyness to the point of calling unwelcome attention to oneself.
如果你舉止揚手揚腳的話呢，就表示呢我們是很尷尬的，特別扭令啊，去到的地步呢是好像閉扭之處呢，叫人呢是側目相看的了。
So sheepish behavior is either silly and inconsequential, or it is mindlessly conformist.
其實好像羊這樣的款呢，就是舉止像羊呢，就是好像是很幼稚啊，或者是做事沒什麼，不是很經大腦啊，或者是不經思考地人雲亦雲啊。
So with such associations, at least in English, who wants to be thought of as sheepish?
如果我們明白英文這個字的意思，又沒有人好像想好像羊手羊腳這樣的啦。
Yet shepherds and sheep go together.
但是牧者是跟羊是一起的。
Real sheep really do need looking after.
真正的羊是需要人看管住的。
They need to be herded, for that is the only way of protecting themselves from predators like wolves.
他需要人是守望，因为这样缘故可以保护他们是被狼来到吞噬。
Wolves are very smart. They know they can succeed by dispersing the sheep.
狼呢就是相当醒目的，他们知道只要将羊是赶散，他就可以得其所哉的了。
Once isolated, the sheep are more easily made a meal of.
当羊是分散孤立的时候，就被成为是点心被他们嗒了的了。
The sheep may be easily led, but they are lost without a shepherd to keep them together.
羊没错是很容易被带领住，但当牧者不能够将他们走在一群的时候，他们很容易迷失。
Otherwise, they may panic and scatter.
他们会觉得很惧怕，甚至是会散日了。
Now sheep may be dumb in some ways, but they manage to attract the love and loyalty of real shepherds.
羊睇嚟好似笨拙啲，但係佢會對牧者，真正嘅牧者對佢係好忠心跟隨佢哋嘅。
The biblical idea that a shepherd might risk his life to rescue a sheep from an attack by the wolves is not that far-fetched.
这个牧者牺牲自己的生命来挽救一只羊被狼来袭击的，是一个是很真实的故事的。
The hireling who may watch over the flock merely for a day's wages is not expected to be so devoted.
那些为了一天的工价受雇的雇工，他们就不会这么对羊来忠诚的了。
After all, he doesn't know the sheep the way a real shepherd does.
或者他做雇工根本就不明白，那个真正的牧人是怎样对他的爱的羊。
Now those who study such things tell us that sheep were among the very first animals to be domesticated by people.
如果你认真研究刚才所讲的关于羊的事呢，我就明白其实羊是最早期的动物被驯化的，被人驯化的。
It all started in the Middle East, or if you will, West Asia, about 10,000 years ago.
大概10,000年之前，在西的亚洲的西部，沿着中东的地方呢，就开始这个是驯化羊的工作了。
Sheep and shepherds readily developed mutually beneficial relationships.
羊和牧人彼此是能够建立一种彼此受惠的关系。
Even if some of the sheep, particularly young lambs, were occasionally harvested for food, the herd would flourish if shepherds were devoted to them and weren't too greedy or irresponsible.
虽然有这个羊，特别那些年轻的羔羊用来被宰杀成为食物，但是整个群羊它继续会 长大增长的，只要那个牧人不是太贪心。
When well cared for, sheep are very prolific, and so the flocks would increase, and with them the wealth of the shepherds who tended them.
羊只要你关心佢，牧养佢，佢好快嘅生产，一群一群嘅生产，所以咧系带嚟咧系牧人嘅财富。只要佢好用心嚟到牧养群羊嘅话，佢好多钱嘅可以有。
gathering wool from sheep and weaving it into a variety of useful products for human use is among the oldest human industries.
牧羊群羊从身上攞羊毛嚟到去编织有啲嘅制成品，系好早期嘅工业嚟嘅。
It gave the herdsmen a reason to go to the villages, towns, and cities established by the agriculturalists.
農耕嘅人佢建立鄉村、鄉鎮同埋城市，但係畜牧嘅人就去嗰度嚟到貿易。
But the needs and lifestyles of farmers, the differing needs and lifestyles of farmers and shepherds often led to conflict. The Egyptians, for example, did not want sheep grazing in their fields, and so they confined both sheep and shepherds to the land of Goshen, that is the area east of the Nile River and on toward Sinai and beyond, that was unsuitable for farming.
畜牧嘅人同農耕嘅人咧，生活習慣好唔同。因此佢哋好多時候又會有衝突，好似早期嘅呢個咧係埃及人，佢哋唔喜歡咧喺佢哋嘅田野嚟到放牧嘅，佢哋要集中要放牧嘅要去到一個歌山嘅嗰個地方，而歌山地方就喺尼羅河嘅東邊，一路向西嘅時候咧就去到咧係西奈山，呢度係一個咧係唔適宜咧係耕種嘅地方，就用嚟咧係放牧啦。
Despite these differences, or perhaps even because of them, trade became both possible and desirable, and eventually a civilization would emerge.
因為佢哋唔同，正因為唔同嘅緣故，貿易可以發生啦。貿易嘅發生又使到文化嘅開展。
When we view the Bible's many stories about sheep and shepherds in light of these observations, we may be able now to appreciate the emotional intensity of Jeremiah's portrayal of God's anger over the faithlessness of the kings of Israel and Judah.
當你明白聖經記載有關羊同牧人嘅故事嘅時候，我哋就發現或者係多開多啲明白先知個咧係耶利米點解佢對嗰班身為領袖嘅君王以色列嘅。猶大嘅君王，佢哋係唔忠於所托，嚟到牧羊交俾佢嘅羊群而發出震怒嘅責備啦。
Because they have failed in their duties to both God and the people, their kingdoms will now be given over to their enemies in punishment for the evil they have done.
因佢冇忠於所托，佢冇對上帝同埋佢嘅子民嚟到忠心，佢哋嘅。他们的所属的统治的土地他们的朝代就 会交给他们的敌人作为他们的审判。
But beyond the destruction, Jeremiah prophesies that a remnant eventually will return, and a new shepherd king, a new David, will be placed over them.
但是在审判那里在废墟之中这个耶利米看到正余的民愚民正余的子民冒起在那里有新的善牧君王新的大卫的出现他们是牧养他的群羊
We learn then, or we should learn, that images of sheep and shepherds in the Bible are unfailingly political.
我们要学习我们要明白羊和牧人的图像在圣经的角度来说是毫无之意是有关政治性的
They provide a biblical way of expressing one's outrage over corruption and injustice on the part of those who pledge themselves to serve the people
他是用一个是比喻图像是表明那些交给他来到统治人民而他们没有忠于所托他们是败坏是腐朽和不公义的领袖他们这样做的时候他们受到责备
They provide a biblical way of expressing one's hope for change for new leaders who will live up to their pledges who will embody in our lives God's promise of righteousness
他是提出一个是圣经的方法圣经的方式来表达改变的盼望在新的领袖终于冒起他会忠于他们所 所托的他们的许的愿，他们要能够在神的子民当中行公义。
The political meaning of the Bible is not something invented by secular ideologues bent on distracting us from our worship of God.
聖經中有關這些政治的意涵呢，就不是世俗的政客所發明的，叫我們是偏離敬拜上主。
Matthew's Gospel, in recalling the feeding of the 5,000, presents us with yet another echo of the Good Shepherd.
在馬太福音書那裡記載耶穌餵擺5,000人，其實是好牧人的宣示。
We can well imagine the people in their rough garments and blankets from a distance looking like sheep grazing on the hillside.
我們可以想像一下，那班5,000人穿著粗衣麻布散步山頭，就不是好像吃緊草的羊嗎？
But they have no foodUntil the shepherd feeds them.
但他們沒有食物，直到這個好的牧人餵養他們。
With a crowd so large, this is hardly a private affair.
這麼大的群羊，這麼多的人，5,000人呢，絕對不是單單個人的事了。
It is deliberately proposed as an image of a new politics emergent in the coming of the kingdom of God.
这个是精选出来挑出来用来说明新的政治的实体会出现，就是上主的国度冒起了。
In feeding the people who came out to hear him, Jesus assumes the role of the shepherd king promised by Jeremiah.
当耶稣喂饱5,000人的时候，他就是那位预告要来临的善牧君王耶利米所宣告的，他已经来临了。
Now the letter to the Ephesians, which we also read, provides us with a glimpse of both the process and the promised outcome of this new politics.
我刚才读的书信以弗所书那段的经文，也都让我们可以看一看，窥探到这个新的政治来临的时候，那个样子是怎样。
The kingdom of God, as it is inaugurated, will overcome the historic enmity and division of Jews and Gentiles.
上帝国度开展的时候，就要咧系胜过分隔犹太人同埋外邦人嘅仇恨。
So remember what we read this morning, and I'll just do the whole thing. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier.The dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new person out of two, thus making peace. And in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.Consequently, if you are no longer foreigners, you are no longer aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
以弗所书第二章10-20节，请听。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下。藉着自己做一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，基在十字架上灭了冤仇，便藉着十字架使两下归为一体，与上帝和好了。17节，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下藉着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进入到父面前，这样你们不再作外人和客旅。是與聖徒同國，是上帝家裏的人了。20节，並且被建造在使徒和先知根基上，有基督耶穌自己為房角石。
In God's kingdom, there will be but one flock and one shepherd. That's the hope. That's the goal of the new politics.
在上帝國度裏邊，我哋將會成為一群一群嘅羊，喺一個牧者嘅牧養嘅下邊。 这个是我们新的政治的盼望和目标。
So perhaps it is not a mistake to assume that we are, it is a mistake to assume that we are not sheep and no longer in need of a good shepherd.
或者我们要承认，或者我们要承认，如果我们说自己不是羊，是一个错误来的。我们不需要一个好的牧人，是一个错误来的。
Though these images of sheep and shepherd may be distant from our own experience, once they are decoded, we may understand their power and wisdom.
或者你觉得这些图像对我们稍微比较遥远，我们不是很有这样的羊的人的经验，但是当他们被解码之后呢，解码之后呢，我们会发现这些图像意象是很有能力和智慧的。
We may not be sheep, but we are a people, and we do need proper leadership.
或者我们不是想做羊，但我们一定是一班的子民，我们需要好的领导。
Otherwise, we become scattered, distracted, confused, fearful of people who are different from ourselves, and easily prone to panic and violence.
否则我们将会被分散，我们会偏离，我们会迷惘，我们惧怕同我们不同背景的人，甚至我们会很容易惊惧，甚至是发生暴力。
I am a foreign guest here, merely a sojourner, but one who has loved Hong Kong and China for many years.
我是一个外来的客人，一个寄居者，但我在中国和香港有很多年，我爱这个地方，爱中国。
It is not my place to judge whether, for example, Cardinal Joseph Zen was right a year ago on the 11th anniversary of the return of Hong Kong to China to invoke the Bible's warning, specifically Ezekiel 34, against faithless shepherds to challenge the government's lengthening days in establishing full democracy.
或者我不一定很适合来到评论，就是在一年前陈日君书记评论到回归香港十一年的纪念了，他引用圣经里面的以西结书34章所讲的，就那班不忠心的牧人，他们没有好地让香港能够尽早建立民主，或者我不应该这样讲。
That is up to you to judge.
这个是你自己和你的良心要决定的。
And your own struggles in good conscience.
你良心自己的挣扎，你自己决定是不是恰当地评论。
Still, can it escape our attention that today nobody suffers more from the enmity described in Ephesians than the people of Xinjiang province, both Han and Uyghurs?
不过，我们却不能不对以弗所书所描述那种仇恨更厉害的仇恨，现在在新疆看到汉族人和维吾族人之间的春宴，我们看到的了，但我们作为看到的人却视若无睹，我们不可以这样做。
What might we do about Xinjiang if we were to take seriously the vision of unity that Jesus' disciples placed their hopes in?
如果我们真的认真看到上耶稣的使徒对族群合一应该有一个盼望和憧憬，我们又应该怎样看最近新疆发生的冲突呢？
Would we be content merely to pray for the victims of violence without doing something to help ensure that it never happens again?
我们不是单单是满足于为事件发生的死伤者伤员来祷告，而不做任何可以做到的事来制止事件会重演呢？
What would a true shepherd king do if his flock included both Han and Uyghur?
假若羊群当中有汉人和维吾尔族 為吳爾族的人，那個牧者作為牧者應該怎樣去行事為人呢？
Do you think that his work would be finished with separating the sheep from the goats?
你會不會認為做牧者的很簡單，將它分辨出來，好像山羊、綿羊，就視為大功告成呢？
But if that's too far away to consider, why not focus on Hong Kong?
哇，新疆很遠喔，讓我們看看香港呢。
Why is it that the case of one Filipino maid being taken to the hospital with swine flu has prompted certain elements in the community to once again roll out all their grievances, real or imagined, against the foreign domestic helpers?
最近香港有位菲佣患了人猪这个流感，在医院隔离，又引起香港的传媒社区诸多的讨论，一时将他们很多对菲佣的埋怨都爆发出来，是不是这样呢？其实很多是我们想象臆测的，不是真实这么多的埋怨的。
Do you really believe that the reactions we've witnessed this past week express merely a concern for proper hygiene?
你会不会对菲佣这些的埋怨是单单有关正常卫生的议题呢？
Perhaps in our fears we are more like sheep than we had imagined.
或者我们的惧怕就是我们没有想到正是羊，我们本身是羊的反应了，已经是。
It is hard to be sheep without becoming sheepish.
如果我们是一只羊，就很容易有羊的反应了。
And even more challenging to become a good shepherd, genuinely caring for the sheep while knowing them as intimately as he should.
如果我是牧人，有更大的挑战，怎样好好地去了解我们羊，来关心它，来到是牧养它呢？
But this is what we and our leaders are called to be and to do.
但其实这个正是做领袖的人真正需要做的事。
So, God grant us the courage and wisdom to hear His word for us and with His grace to respond to it wherever it may lead us. Amen.
而上主给我们勇气和智慧，明白祂的话语和得着祂的恩典，来遵行祂与我们走的道路。 Amen.
Thank you.